Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 20th. You'll be interested to know, 26 years ago, today, in 1999, Bertrand Piccard and Brian Jones became the first aviators to circumnavigate the globe nonstop by balloon, achieving this remarkable feat as they floated past longitude 9 degrees 27 minutes west above Mauritania. They completed their journey the following day, landing in Egypt, marking a significant achievement in the history of aviation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's areas of drizzle, and it feels like 36 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some drizzle and fog early today, clearing up by mid-morning with cloudy skies and a high around 55, accompanied by a light southeast breeze. Tonight, there's a good chance of rain and patchy fog with a low of 43 and winds picking up to around 10. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be just before 10 with a high tide just before 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 39 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies with rain and patchy fog on Friday, a high near 47, and gusty winds. Saturday brings mostly sunny weather, highs near 59, and cooler nights ahead. Monday starts with a slight chance of snow, then rain, highs around 48, and continued cloudy conditions. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Michael Proctor, the lead investigator in the Karen Reed murder case, has been fired from the Massachusetts State Police following allegations of misconduct. The State Police Trial Board determined that Proctor was guilty of 3 charges of unsatisfactory performance and 1 charge of consuming alcohol while on duty between January and August 2022. The charges originated from Proctor sending derogatory text messages about a suspect to others. Proctor's family expressed disappointment with the decision, arguing it unfairly scapegoats a trooper with a 12-year unblemished record. Reed, charged with second-degree murder, is set for retrial on April 1st. Now on to sports. As the NCAA tournament approaches, experts weigh in on the teams with a realistic chance to win it all. Historical data reveals that 19 of the past 22 champions were ranked in the top 6 entering the postseason. Among those, Duke stands out with an impressive record and a top-notch ranking in both offensive and defensive efficiency. Florida, also a contender, has demonstrated offensive prowess, winning 6 straight against ranked teams. Houston, Auburn, Tennessee, and Alabama round out the favorites, each boasting strengths and concerns as they aim for the championship. In local sports, the Celtics and Bruins were off last night. Tonight, the Bruins at 30-30-9 hit the ice in Las Vegas against the dominant Golden Knights, who are 39-20-8. David Pastrnak, with 34 goals, leads the Bees, seeking to end a challenging streak. And tomorrow night, the Celtics, boasting a 50-19 record, take on the Utah Jazz at the Delta Center. Jason Tatum, averaging 36.6 points over his last five games, leads Boston against Utah's struggling defense. The Celtics, riding a four-game win streak, face a Jazz team that's lost four of their last five. In top news, on March 18, 2025, an investigation revealed how TD Bank became America's most convenient bank for money launderers, incurring $3.1 billion in fines. In May 2021, federal agents arrested David C., who laundered over $500 million through TD, alongside other criminal enterprises. As TD expanded rapidly in the United States, it became a target for organized crime. Last year, it became the first U.S. bank to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering, highlighting the need for reform in the financial industry and raising concerns about convenience over compliance. In business news, a Morton County jury has ordered Greenpeace to pay over $660 million to Energy Transfer, the developer of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The jury found that Greenpeace incited illegal behavior by protesters and defamed the company. The case arose from protests initiated by the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, which opposed the pipeline due to pollution concerns. While Greenpeace USA was found liable for most claims, Greenpeace International and Greenpeace Fund were deemed liable for defamation. Greenpeace has yet to announce whether it will appeal, with representatives stating that their fight is not over. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just under $86,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over $2,000. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 5% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Drones are evolving into smarter and deadlier tools, and Skydio Incorporated believes that America should take control of its skies. Following a visit from Ukrainian military officers who rely on drones for combat, Skydio showcased its advanced drone capabilities. Their drone can autonomously navigate even under electronic warfare conditions, addressing past shortcomings. Despite the intense competition from Chinese manufacturer DJI, Skydio's focus on public safety markets is promising. As demand for drones increases, concerns about data security and reliance on foreign technology push American legislators to consider banning Chinese drones from government use. And in entertainment news, in a bold move, Tom Ortenberg is reviving the film Magazine Dreams, which faced setbacks after star Jonathan Majors was arrested and later convicted of assault. Originally set for a theatrical release by Searchlight Pictures, the film vanished into limbo. Ortenberg, a Hollywood veteran, seized the opportunity, planning to release the film in 815 theaters this weekend. He believes that audiences are ready for a comeback for the actor. Although some may view Magazine Dreams as a distressed asset, Ortenberg argues it deserves to be seen, emphasizing its value as a significant piece of cinema. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the German theologian and reformer Martin Luther. And he said, "Beautiful music is the art of the prophets that can calm the agitations of the soul." It is one of the most magnificent and delightful things God has given us. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.